This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
As the exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm Condorian Murad will guide you and your family in the right direction, help you draft a will, set up a trust, or create a power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. You will get a discount. kmlawyers.com, live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Of course, on the Odyssey app, wherever you are, you can take us with you. And all over the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. I'm Grant Paulson, solo today. Danny's vacation continues. Nats baseball pregame at 6:15. First pitch at 6:45. If you are on your way to the ballpark, you got a good one tonight. You will see 25-year-old lefty Mackenzie Gore try to get right. Gore, former number 3 overall pick by the Padres, traded to Washington in the Soto deal, has become a mainstay in the Nats rotation over the last couple of years. The idea this year was that he was going to make a leap toward the front of the rotation. That has been the hope, and he was on his way. Last several starts have sputtered. Last couple of months, there's been a regression, and it's now a very important stretch run ahead for Gore as he tries to solidify himself as a number 2 type starter for them going into the offseason. 122 strikeouts, most on the staff in 111 innings. Lefty, who can run his fastball up to 98, 99 miles an hour. On the bump tonight for the good guys. More on the Nats in a minute. I was out of training camp today, and as I told you, I found Dante Fowler, the edge rusher, who had 11.5 sacks with the Rams back in 2019. They used him well. He was a fit, and they got more out of him than anybody else has. This is a guy who once had 8 sacks in Jacksonville. Remember, speaking of Gore being drafted in the top 5, Dante Fowler similarly was drafted with the 3rd overall pick in 2015. So the pass rushing traits and the skills are there. He's 30 now, and he knows this might be his last shot to make some money as an edge and get a multi-year contract. He is motivated. This was Fowler earlier today at practice.
Dante, you're far enough into camp now to have a pretty good feel of how this staff wants to do things here. And you have familiarity, obviously, with Dan, but what do you make of camp so far?
Camp's been going good. We just, you know, getting our team identity, setting down a foundation and a bar of, you know, what we're going to be going into the season and just, you know, just keep building and going further.
How much of a priority coming here was getting to work with DQ again after your experience with him in Dallas?
You know, it was a cool deal to be able to come up here and work with him again, especially him being the head coach. You know, I was only... When I went to the Falcons, he was the head coach, but he was only the head coach for like 4 or 5 games. So just being able to see him as a head coach and, you know, see him do his thing the whole year and just, you know, see how this thing goes, I'm really excited, to be honest with you.
I've been so enamored with Joe Witt at the mic, like just at the podium.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you'd want to play for.
Facts.
I mean, it's just, he's different, man. Did you know it would look like this from him as a coordinator, or did he already kind of act the same way when he was position coach?
Yeah, he was always like this. That's just him. He's been that type of guy ever since I met him when he was the DB's coach at the Falcons and the pass coordinator at the Falcons. Always been that type of guy, always went about his business the right way. Love family and football. And, you know, he's like a something like a father figure, like an uncle that'll put his arms around you, but he'll get on your butt, too, when he needs to. So definitely have the utmost respect for Joe Witt. I love playing for him. I love playing for Joe Witt.
You had the monster season where you had 11-plus sacks with the Rams and have kind of put the pelts on the wall now. From the outside, it would seem like your role is speed pass rusher, obvious passing downs. Is that about right, or do you see yourself playing a lot of snaps even on rundowns?
Yeah, I see myself playing a lot of snaps and working my way to playing rundowns. I think people just kind of got a misconcept of what I am. People like to stereotype me, but all that's getting nipped in the bud this year for sure. I'm a guy that can play rundowns. I'm a game wrecker, and I feel like a game wrecker need to be out there for every three downs. And that's what I do. I'm just a special pass rusher for sure. It's just a bonus when I come out on third down. You're for sure going to try to get to the quarterback and get off the field. And that is my job, to go get the quarterback and put pressure, but also get TFLs, nice explosive plays in the backfield, and game-changing plays for my team.
I like that idea of a T-shirt for you, Dante. And we're talking to Dante Fowler. I'm a game wrecker.
Yes, sir.
Just rock that to the practice field every day.
Yep. That'd be cool, but that's definitely my mindset going into practice every day, just trying to get better, strengthen up my skills, tone those up so I can be ready going forward in September. But definitely I'm going out here to let people know that I'm not just a pass rusher. I'm a guy that goes out here and wreck games, wreck plays, and get my defense off the field when needed.
You guys are getting ready to head to New York. Joint practice with the Jets. These have become ubiquitous and basically now are viewed as maybe more helpful than even a game. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like there's brawls every single time these happen.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why some coaches are pulling back the reins on doing them. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to avoid that? Because there's no real ramifications if you get into it in practice. You don't want to let anybody punk you. Like,
yeah.
How does that work?
I think just being smart, the other team have to be smart too. Some things, like it just be certain things people don't understand. Just having clean plays, having clean reps, and get on and get off the field. You don't have to be out on the field for 2.5 hours and like that. Just do what you got to do. Practice, do your individual with your guys. Whatever amount of team reps that we have with them, make sure they're clean reps. And then after that, we can go on about our business.
Do you like the joint practices? I should say it this way. Are they as helpful as a preseason game?
Yeah, they're super helpful just because you go against your team so often, so you get comfortable with the offensive line or just whatever position that you're going against. And then when you get to go against another team, you get to, get another feel for other offensive linemen, because you're not going to be going against your offensive linemen in a regular season. So be able to go against other teams during camp and be able to practice and get some stuff like that, it definitely gives you a better feel and gets you amped and more ready for the season for sure.
Last one. For you, statistically, when you look back at a year, mm-hmm. is it sack total, pressures, pass rush win rate? Like, what do you care about?
I care about just solidifying myself as being one of the top dogs in the league again. I was top dog in 2019, 2020, 2021. My 10 years with Atlanta, I was hurt. And then when I was in Dallas, I had to sit back and learn from a lot of great players, so Marcus Lawrence, Michael Parsons, learn how to go up about myself as a pro and stuff like that, sit back and just be in a room for two years with great defensive line coach and really good defensive ends and good defensive line. I think this year is going to be my best year yet.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Dante Fowler after practice today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The opportunity is going to be there for him. Dorrance Armstrong is one of the starters at the edge. Who else? I think it's Cleland Farrell who's going to play more on running downs. And then almost like a platoon in baseball, Fowler's going to come out on passing downs. Although you heard him say he thinks he's a game breaker and can wreck games and he should be playing all three downs. He'll get a chance to prove that, I suppose. Dan Quinn knows him better than anybody else. Was with Dan Quinn for a very short time in Atlanta and then with Quinn and Witt in Dallas the last couple years when he had 10 sacks. But he's the only guy on this roster with an 11.5 sack season on his resume. He does have a chance, if he gets off to a quick start, to put up some sack totals this year. That opportunity is going to be there for him. But I still think the majority of the pass rush is going to have to come from the interior. Allen can push the pocket. Payne had a double-digit sack season 2 years ago. And Johnny Newton made his name at Illinois and got drafted just outside of the first round because of what he can do, I'd say, as much as a pass rusher as anything he did against the run. But I really enjoyed that conversation. And I love what Fowler had to say about the joint practices, too. Going up to the Jets, trying to avoid some kind of team melee. Seems like it's just an inevitability, and it's why some coaches don't like those practices. But I think eventually we're going to get two preseason games because there's going to be 18 regular season games. That's how the 20 games will shake out. We'll go to an 18th regular season contest. You only have two preseason games. And then there's basically going to be joint practices before each of those two preseason games. And if that is the case, then the league's going to have to crack down on the fighting in these practices. The only way to do that is to make it possible to suspend guys and fine guys. Because otherwise, I just don't think there's any way to get players to stop fighting with guys on other teams in these sessions like you saw today. All right, let's get you ready for Nats baseball coming up in just a couple of minutes. Pre-game with Charlie and Dave. We'll start with your weather report today. Game day weather presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. Our show meteorologist ahead of Nats games is Ryan Clary.
And at first pitch tonight, it'll be 87 degrees, 14-mile-per-hour winds coming in from the south side of D.C. That could make for a little bit of interesting action, but ultimately, clear skies, it'll be a hot, humid night. If it does get pushed to extra innings, do not be surprised for a rain delay, GP.
Am I going to be hot sitting in the crowd on the third base side under the overhang?
I don't think you'll be too hot, but it's kind of one of those humid, sticky nights, so it just kind of depends what you can take in.
I was at training camp all morning. Nothing can be worse than that.
That's fair.
Was pretty brutal. Your Nats starting lineup presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free no-pressure in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom. Nats are throwing Mackenzie Gore, as I told you earlier this segment, behind Gore. Leading off and playing shortstop, C.J. Abrams looking for home run, number 17. Batting second, playing first, Juan Yepez, who's hitting .317 on the year. Batting third, playing second, Luis Garcia, who's homered in two of his last three games. Batting average up to .290. Cleanup hitter, your catcher, Keibert Ruiz. Batting fifth, playing left field, the James Wood. Designated hitter Travis Blankenhorn will bat sixth. Alex Call patrols right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.